Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Oscar, and we here in the D.C. area are blessed to have some of the finest law enforcement in the country. A lot of them are our friends. We're lucky to call them our friends, and there is a fundraiser going on this Saturday, March 5th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Kelly's Irish Times on 14th F Street, Northwest. And I'm going to be there supporting the cause, and you should too. A lot's been going on in the area lately, and this is just one way we could do our part. Hope to see you then. Again, it's Saturday, March 5th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'll be there. It's Kelly's Irish Times, 14th F Street, Northwest. Hope to see you there.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Hi, how's Mike. Everybody doing?
Good
it's
morning.
It's a fabulous Thursday show, and we usually do our mailbag on Thursday, but what I want to do... Hi, Lou. I like it when Lou gets curious and looks back at the camera. Hi, Lou.
Strange voices.
me, what is it, Oscar?
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I thought you were going to say me, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
No. We have our mailbag normally on Thursday, but before the mailbag, I wanted to share a special letter that was sent just to me.
Oh, good.
And with your permission, con permiso.
Oh, look at you.
I would like to share it with you right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I want to pay tribute to a good friend. It is a sad day of remembrance for me, but TMOS has been a great comfort in difficult times. So, I wanted to let you know how much you all have helped me through this. My friend worked his way into his dream job, but then it all began to fall apart. He continually lost his job, and despite clawing his way back to the top time after time, he also kept getting beat down time and time again. Eventually, this took its toll, and he just gave up. He ate himself into oblivion, and he gave up on gainful employment. Alas, even his children came to understand the quirks of this man, taking advantage of him and feeding his delusions of returning to his childhood. They visited places of joy from his youth, but sadly, he did not realize they were doing this for him and allowed him to believe the fantasy that it was all for them. Recently, his condition has worsened. And he has deteriorated into periods of waving his hands when he wants to speak. So, to my friend, I just want to say, in the midst of all the adversity, I wish you well. I hope you can eat some bits of cake. And I wish you a happy 45th birthday. That's right. To the one and only... Rob Spiewak next Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Very nice of you.
With all my best wishes, Dirk Vastrick.
Dirk, you've done better work.
I mean, that was...
Now, what is that Dirk has done better
the
work?
Why the reaction?
Why the negative reaction? I don't understand.
Well, you know, I really don't think it's as bad as all that.
Oh, I just... said that you've eaten yourself into oblivion.
Well, have I eaten myself into oblivion?
I mean, oblivion would be mean you're not here anymore.
That's yeah, right. That's here I am. Dead. Yeah. Each and every
we
day.
Would be dead.
And that is like, yet to come. But not like just yet.
You didn't like Dirk's letter?
That's all right.
When's enough for you?
What do you mean?
Enough.
You mean from you?
Enough people
about
coming,
5 years ago.
People coming into your life and saying, please stop.
Now, you should, whenever anybody asks me a question like that, when's it enough for me, I give them the Gordon Gekko answer. It's a zero-sum game, Oscar. There are winners and there are losers.
His arteries That's are losing.
No, the arteries are winning. Look at me. I'm still here. I fooled them all.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Dirk loves you, and he wanted
and I
to,
love Dirk.
He wanted me to share that on this week's mailbag. And is it awkward because it's not the actual day of your birth?
No, it's not that at
like,
all.
I thought Ron's birthday was next week.
I think that what it is, I think he's run with a different theme that exists in real life. I don't think my kids are trying to fool me, and I don't think I've really, really gone into just waving my arms when I want to talk. And I do feel that I'm gainfully employed. I mean,
well, okay.
There's that. Right. I mean, I don't know.
So is there anything you sound like you're really
yeah,
pissed.
Don't be mad.
Would you like to say anything to Dirk?
Try harder.
Oh. Oh, wow. The word gain is is accurate.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And with Oscar in the room, so is the word zero.
Okay.
Zero.
All right, boys. Okay. All right. Hey, at least we're seeing and hearing each other. Let's open it up because it's not about you, Rob.
No, it's not about me.
And it's not about Oscar. And it's certainly not about Pony Boy or Lou or Maddie, our interns that are on campus today. Because, people, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
One time.
Happy 38th birthday to super TMOS fan Ryan Gravel.
Oh, despite his name.
I'm sorry. Who, despite his name, was not a character on the Flintstones. Dave Hollinger of Henderson, Nevada, turns 48 this week, and no lie, has a dog named Charlie Stewang Stabilak.
He sent a photo.
Awesome.
Big win.
He'd adore some birthday love from Charlie if the odds are in his favor. All right, let's spin the wheel right now, okay? Let me see. Blank, did it yesterday. Bad timing.
Aww.
Sorry.
We had
Charlie at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. We can't have Charlie. Charlie is almost a two-month to maybe three-month
character.
He's
a busy man.
He is.
It's difficult.
And he's handing out free ice cream.
Mm-hmm. There was a time Charlie was in hot rotation, and I'll tell you, last night at dinner with the co-eds, let me tell you, it was funny to explain the birth of Charlie.
Did you do the whole backstory?
Without using the R word, which is, you know, there's a big campaign against it right now, and I'm not using it. So I was just describing Charlie, and then right before the appetizers were served, I went into a little Charlie, and oh, do heads snap.
Oh, they do.
When I do that, because there's only one gear that he has, and so the heads sort of snap at the table.
Did you say,
me.
Ladies, are you familiar with the work of a man named Cliff Robertson?
There you go. That's how he was born. John McAndrew tells us that his wife is a TMOS cretin.
Oh.
So he had to submit his own birthday this year. He turned 54 last weekend and has spent many of those years listening to this show in one form or another. Thank you, Johnny.
That's sweet.
Johnny. Matt Steen turned 40 this week. He is a Maryland boy, currently deep in the heart of Texas for grad school. Greetings from back east, Matt. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Nice.
That's hard to spell out.
Maryland.
Back in the old Texas town of El Paso. Can you turn your music down for
a
minute?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Aww.
Did you ever play Marty Robbins when you were a country jockey?
Oh, you bet your ass I did. At the old station, WVBK, Virginia's Best Country, you played that all the time. Do you have it? Are you looking for old
six times an hour?
Bringing it up. Yeah, hold on. Here we are.
Bay Country 103. No, I would say WVBK, Virginia's Best Country. The Mike O'Mara Sunday get-together right after God Squad. I'll be with you till noon today. Here's Monty Robbins to sing for you.
Out in the West Texas town I fell in love with
Oh, it's the West Texas.
West Texas.
You know what? It's a story song.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Let's take it from the front. Okay.
I'll sing it with him. I won't match up to it because it's not tax loss.
Sound like you're on lewds.
Out in the West Texas.
The old West Texas town of El Paso.
All right, we're done with that. Thank you. Sorry about that.
The great Marty
Randy Morris turns 44 this Tuesday and would like to thank TMOS for getting him through some hard times. He thanks us from the bottom of his heart. Greetings to my bosses. I, Mac the intern.
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Boo! Show killer.
Wow, that's incredible.
Show killer.
I turned 25 on March 1st. One of my birthday traditions is to adopt a lobster on my birthday every year. He loved his lobster, didn't he?
Oh,
he was really excited about
his. He is really a person
lobster.
Of simple joys. He really,
Wait,
really
his
is.
Birthday was 2 days ago?
Yes.
Did we say happy birthday to him?
I did.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Did we talk about that? You know, with all the connectivity, did I talk about that on air or after?
That is definitely a pre-show conversation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday,
Mac! Happy birthday, buddy.
So he, he's telling me he went to Red Lobster, and he said he does it every year and eats it. He adopts a lobster and eats it. So that means he eats a lobster. That's
right.
Funny.
He had to write it himself, though.
Yeah.
Sad.
And I had to remind him to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would like to spin the roulette wheel of slots and hopefully win a Sarah McLachlan PSA from the Lobster Pound. Thank you, and I hope to have another year interning with TMOS.
Yeah, keep hope alive.
Mike, yeah. Mike McIntosh, or is it Mac McIntosh?
I don't know.
Let's spin the wheel and see what happens.
He's got time on his hands.
He sure does.
With that homeschooling.
Sarah M. Sarah M. Oh,
yes!
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible. Wow.
Mac attack. Wow.
Okay. Take a look at them. Take a look at them in their cloudy tank. These are Maine lobsters who need a home. Each year, hundreds and thousands of these beautiful, innocent creatures are taken from their homes, put in tanks, only to be removed later and put into pots of boiling water. These beautiful, innocent creatures show up on a regular basis on dinner plates all across America and in Europe. Not so much the Middle East. If you could find it in your heart to adopt one of these beautiful creatures, you can make a big difference. For just $385.37 a day, you can adopt one of these lobsters and give it a home. Then maybe, just maybe, this little guy right here with the yellow band on his right hand can have a place to call home. Won't you make a difference? Send your donation today to Adopt a Lobster, care of Mac McIntosh, Mike O'Mara Show, Box 666-666. A lobster is a cold water creature, but it doesn't mean they don't have warm hearts. Thank you, and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the Crustacean Nation.
Yeah, Crustacean Nation, sing out.
Got to give tip of the hat to Mac for giving me that idea.
Good man, Mac.
Didn't write that. Rob, I'd do nothing about it before we went in there. Just like to tell people that.
That's
hey,
fine
I
improv.
Like that kid.
Fine yes, improv. Right.
Yeah, all I need is a little connection.
Second City.
Hey, guys, it's my birthday this Saturday. Guess who else has a March 5th birthday? Jack Cassidy.
God. Nice.
I wonder what he would have had to say about that. Also, an early happy birthday to Rob, and congratulations to Oscar and Shannon in the morning. Thanks, Kelly Cassidy. And Rob, we didn't get a formal request, so there's no need to spin the wheel.
Oh. All right.
But because she mentioned Shannon, I would like to play this.
Shannon in the morning.
That's all.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, rules are rules.
Yeah, yeah sure. Yes, sure.
Oh, I wasn't calling for an impression.
Hi, guys. Next letter says, hey, guys, a big birthday. I said it like Bill O'Reilly there.
Hey, guys.
I feel like Bill O'Reilly today a lot. A big birthday for Jake Cole this morning. Jake Cole, yes. This Monday, he turns 18. He graduates in June from Dominion High School after 4 great years on the tennis team and will continue to play tennis at Roger Williams University in Rhode Island next fall. Go Hawks. It would be great if Bernie Sanders could wish Jake a happy birthday. Just one second here. I'm going to take a... No, I don't have to take a call. I'll explain at the beginning of the show what that's all about, too,
okay.
With my daughter. It would be great if Bernie Sanders could wish Jake a happy birthday and let him know that he'll be joining the Cole family for their Passover Seder in April. Thanks from Dan Cole. Let's spin the wheel and see what we get here.
Nice.
Yarmulke, yarmulke, yarmulke.
Hey, oh, progressive. Woo! It's a progressive.
Big win, big win.
Dan Cole. Obviously, things have been a little difficult for me, but I am staying in the race as long as people continue to vote, especially Dan Cole. It would be a pleasure to sit at Seder with you, but I've been looking at you online. You lost weight. You need to eat more. I am going to bring a stack of latkes. Isn't that the potato pancake?
It is. It is. And jelly donuts.
I will bring a stack of latkes to the Cole Seder. And you need to eat all of them with butter, sugar, whatever you want to put on there, okay? It is obvious to me the top 1% of people at Seder's eat 98% of the Lutkies. It's not right, Dan Cole. Yes, Oscar, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, Vermont maple syrup.
Yes, take the Lutkies and pour a ton of maple syrup on there. Thank you to the people of Vermont. Screw you to the people of Massachusetts that didn't vote for me.
There he goes. Thank you very much, Dan Cole. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and any intern Zod Hand, I just got done listening to last Friday's show and have a piece of advice for Pony that may help him in his dating efforts. Instead of swiping with Tinder, try using Bumble instead. Okay, dangerous ground. Me not know the Bumble. I don't know what it is.
Is Bumble? It might be better if you said Bumble.
Bumble. The advantage of Bumble for shy guys is that after the matchup with a woman, she has to talk to us first. It is literally impossible for Pony to message the girl until she messages him. It's so low pressure. Look at him. He has no... Do you see his face? There is no joy. No joy whatsoever.
And I told you yesterday to go out and breed. What's the matter with you?
I tried.
You tried to breed.
Yeah.
Bumble's not good for Pony because he can't afford to lay back and see what happens.
No, this is not the time to be passive.
He's got
to
take charge.
Wow. That's well, good luck anyway.
Bumble.
It says, I too am pretty nervous around women, but Bumble takes away a lot of the stress. Give it a shot. Hopefully it works out for you. Yours in Christ, John Cooper. Thank you, John.
That's sweet.
It's the very nervous John Cooper.
Maybe try Craigslist, Pony.
That'd be good, yeah. Or just walk around outside.
The next letter says, Dearest men, on March 6th, I am reaching a personal milestone, 43 consecutive years of being a douchebag.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Good man.
I have been really enjoying your discussions on the show Vinyl, and I would love to pull the lever on the TMOS slot machine and see if Andrew Dice Bain could wish me a happy birthday. Love you. Love your show. Chris Heelig. Let's see what happens, shall we? Spinning record. Spinning record. Spinning record.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I like it.
Hickory dickory dock. This chick was... No, I can't say that. Oh. I'm over here now. This is Andrew Dice Bane. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jill went... came back down with 250. Hold on. Jack and Jill went up the hill with 250. Jill came back down the hill with a buck and a quarter. Oh!
Hey,
is that the right one? Rob, did I get it wrong?
I think it's pretty close. I was just wondering, do you think it would be good if this guy was to face his fears?
You need to face your fears. Oh!
There you go. That Grease, Dice, Clay, or Andrew Bain. Man, it's so confusing. I can't even tell. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, let me see, and Pony and all the rest, I gave my girls their choice of anywhere to go for vacation this summer, and they picked Washington, D.C. That's very exciting. I was, of course, excited, but since we live in Kansas, my knowledge of the nation's capital is based solely on the 20-plus years I've been listening to you. So, after telling them all about the sights we could see there, including a Starbucks next to a CVS, a very enthusiastic free sample lady at the Costco, and, of course, free Wi-Fi outside of the Whole Foods. Is he going to put anything more on the list? There are a lot of things there that he's mentioning.
Yes.
Their enthusiasm seemed to wane. Anyway, I figure we may only last a day or two there before we get so frustrated with the traffic and waiting in line that we give up and vacation in Maine or Southwest Florida instead. I was wondering if the person who knew D.C. the best No, the Metro driver. We're not even spinning the wheel. No, wow. The Metro driver.
He doesn't
no.
even have a quarter.
No, no, JR. Ouch. Thank you very much. JR Lidget. No. There, thank
JR,
you.
JR, if you come, contact us. We'll give you a tour.
That's right. Thank we'll you show you so the much. CVS.
Yes.
Please do. But no, no, not again. Not 12 in a row. Gentlemen, recently my father, Keith Eilerman, passed away. I'm sorry to hear that. He introduced me to the Don and Mike show when I was 10, and some of my fondest memories are of the two of us listening in the car and laughing out loud together. Aww. Now I'm 37 and have two sons of my own. My oldest is 3 and occasionally pokes his head into my office and catches Oscar laughing hysterically or Mike doing Charlie, and we'll laugh out loud together. I can't thank you guys enough for bringing the funny and providing me with some wonderful memories of my father, and now new memories with my son. History repeating, Chad in Orlando. That's wonderful.
Very sweet.
Appreciate that, Chad. And our final letter says, hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy Bloom. This is Heather Hansen of the Swingin' Hansons.
Oh.
You know, Pony's neighbors. Oh, hi.
Ooh.
Hi, baby.
I'd like to send a birthday shout-out to my friend Ali Resch, who got a year deeper into her douchebag 30s on Tuesday, March 1st. I like it when a girl says that. Unfortunately, I thought her birthday was this Thursday until Facebook corrected me. So I did not have her cake or present ready on Monday when when we saw her for anime night.
How was
anime night, Pony?
It was great, but she was very disappointed she didn't get her cake.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Did she get her pony?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, see you on Bumble.
Do you know Allie?
I do know Allie. She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
She is.
Hey, you know what? Let's speak in code. Is she the one that we talked about before?
No. Stop that.
Yes.
So, yes, she
no,
is.
No, no,
yes.
No.
Well, yeah. Your friend Heather said that she sucked for not remembering the birthday. It says, please sing her the TMOS traditional birthday song and wish her a super terrific happy belated birthday for me. I hope it will make up for my thoughtlessness. Thanks for this and for bringing the funny every day. Heather, no problem. For Ali Resch, let's do it. On the count of three, I want a two or three.
Brother, bang pony, please.
Pony's dream Resch. Girl.
Birthday, not doing.
And our final letter, good day, podcasting Power Rangers. I tried to get my mucho boxo younger bride to send in a birthday request, but instead she bought us a cruise to the Bahamas. Women never listen. Am I right, Oscar?
Yeah, they don't listen, man.
That's right.
I've been a listener since 2004 and can't wait to spend my 32nd birthday on the balcony of a cruise liner while listening to the greatest entertainers in the world.
You know, they weren't specific, but I think he meant us.
Since my Irish wife, Galen, does not listen, could I give the magic slot machine of funny a try to see if Mike could give her a pep talk in an Irish accent? Thanks. From Stephen Myers.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay, but we've gone back to now. They're all requests, aren't they? They're
a lot
all,
of them are.
They
yes.
really are now.
A lot of
How
them
do we
are.
Fix
want
that?
We'll more never of know. You, Mike.
They do yes. want more of you. And you yes. know what? We installed the slot machine so you can demur. I
yeah.
mean,
well, then
it's
come
really
down here. I'll open the window. Sit on my porch. You'll f-ing hear me better. All right, let's spin it and see what happens. Here we go. Shamrock, shamrock. Shamrock.
Oh, there
okay.
you go.
All right, very
good. Well, what is the fine lady's name here? Let's see what her name is. Hold on a second. I'm looking through the letter. Galen? Galen, how you doing? My name is Clancy. You gotta listen to your man. You gotta listen to your man. He don't want to go to the Bahamas. He doesn't want to. All that poor lad wanted you to do was send a birthday request into the Michael Merrill show. That's all you needed to do, Galen. But there you are, out there in your shopping malls, getting your nails done, doing all those female things that distract you from the prime directive. And you know what that is, Galen? The prime directive is pleasing your man and getting the Mike O'Mara show on a new network. Thank you very much. Ta-ta. Rob, start the show. You home.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Knowledge. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream.
your ground, man.
Then Ralph, true Ralph, will follow you forever. So treasure your wealth.
Skip to the end.
Have you the wind?
Give us the gay key.
I have no gay key.
Fessick?
Throw his arms off.
Oh, you mean this gate key?
Under you, Princess Bahwa.
Man and wife. Say man and wife.
Man and wife.
Escort the bride to the honeymoon suite. I'll be there shortly.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Welcome back to our good friends at Omaha Steaks. We love Omaha Steaks. You will too. And we appreciate everybody supporting our advertisers like Omaha Steaks. You've been sharing that with me and it is truly appreciated. Really gives us a little barometer as to how we're doing and if we're getting the message about these great advertisers out to you. They have the highest quality, one-of-a-kind flavor at Omaha Steaks. Beef and bison from the Golden Plains. And now you're going to love everything at Omaha Steaks because they've got a 100% unconditional guarantee. And Omaha Steaks has the perfect package for our listeners. You've been enjoying this, and I want everybody to. Huge savings, amazing variety. When you use the code TMOS, you get an exclusive package for 76% off. It's the wonderful O'Mara assortment. We love this. Get ready for two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, two moist savory boneless pork chops, four home-style chicken fried steaks, 15 giant Italian spicy all beef and meatballs, plus gourmet jumbo Franks, crispy creamy potatoes. Sounds like I'm doing the 12 days of Christmas.
It does.
Potatoes au gratin. I've had these. They're fantastic. Four made from scratch caramel apple tartlets. The girls and Carla ate all those.
Of course, so, yes.
Thank you. And an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet plus four juicy premium Omaha Steaks burgers free. Now, listen, just for our listeners, this exclusive package is only $49.99. So get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and it'll pop right up. Just add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. Omaha Steaks in the O'Mara package. It's not the assortment, it's the O'Mara package. Thank you very much. Guaranteed to thrill. Is it the assortment or the package, Rob? Which is it?
It's the O'Mara assortment.
Okay. Well, why does it say at the bottom of the page, the O'Mara package?
Well, they're both tasty. Yes. You get a package of the assortment.
I just need to clear up these things. Do you know the answer?
It's I wrote package to vary it and mix it up, so
package.
You don't have to say assortment every time. But it does come up.
It's always good to make mix it up.
Stare at my assortment.
Thing. When you put in grab your assortment.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Exactly.
That's a really, really good thing.
Classy.
Shake it up. Mm-hmm. Shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Come on, so, twist and shout.
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Great.
How are you doing?
Your boy's not doing too well.
Oh, today. No.
Not doing too well. Got the kids flu thing or whatever the hell he's got. And Carla's sick. Michael is sick. I'm sick. And, you know, and it's just, it's been an interesting time.
What type of sick?
Carla's got a legitimate cold. Michael's got the worst death rattle cough. He's on antibiotics. Mm-hmm. They say it's a sinus infection. You know, he went to the pediatrician and they do it all. Doctors do. He's got this. Here are your antibiotics. That's
they
it.
Love
that's all
out.
Doctors do now.
Yep.
That is all they literally do right now. But he's got a cough, so you know we've got him on the medicine, and hopefully you know there's no fever. So thank God for that. And that's what we've been dealing while Chateau Relaxo is in full swing. And we've got the three co-eds in the 1,800 square feet, along with two sick parents and a sick child. So how would I describe this week? A perfect 10.
Is their immune systems bulletproof? Are they not feeling ill at
all? You know, they're going to be like the third day back in classes when they'll get it. That's the way it always worked with
contagion.
Me. You know, when I'd come home and see the family and have the extended family come by, and then it'd be like,
I think the good news is that Mike, by the time your son has the death rattle, I think he's in the final stages of it. So he should be feeling better any day.
And, you know, the other thing I've been dealing with down here that most of you listening don't know, but I've been dealing with the cable companies because we've been talking about our battle with this going on all week. And, you know, it's just it's been very, 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 very problematic. I you know, as I said,
we're soldiering ahead,
you know,
though.
Yes. We're soldiering ahead, you know, and to be perfectly honest, you know, it's something that is an inexact science, and I think anybody that deals with this would probably accept that, you know.
Yeah,
that's true, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about our hairy homeowner here. How'd the appraisal go?
Well, it wasn't an appraisal; it's inspection.
No, okay. Rob said it was an appraisal.
Well, no, it's an inspection. So,
when did this suddenly? Bingo!
Yeah,
you come in one day, and then what?
Yeah.
You're doing it to, like, tomorrow? I mean, we are closing?
No, there's no closing.
A home inspection usually, was it the final walkthrough? Was it the,
like, we talked about this a little bit yesterday in that you don't have to do the home inspection at the end. Sometimes if you do it at the beginning, you know whether or not you want to move forward.
Yeah, and if the house has been on the market for decades.
And if it was built.
Or you do it with a professional. Did you get a professional to help you, or are you doing it yourself?
A professional. Oh, no, I don't know how to inspect myself. No way.
Well, I'd see when, but you were with him when he was doing this?
No, because we had some delays in our launch of the program yesterday.
Right on.
So I missed the majority of the inspection. I would say...
Well, you don't have to be there for that. I mean, I've done a bunch of them. In the
90%.
You let the pro... He gives you a big, big, like, thick packet, and it shows you everything that's wrong. How old is the house that you're buying?
I think it was built in 1850, 1830.
You know, it's funny. When Rob comes in and that, like, tells me what happened, and then you come in and... You spin it your way. I swear to God, I don't get a straight answer from anybody.
Well, Oscar
had to leave for a home appraisal.
Yes.
And so I know I said, how is the appraisal?
I know I didn't say appraisal.
You said appraisal.
I've said
inspection. Pony, you were sitting here.
What is the difference?
An appraisal will give you the value.
Okay, they just do the value.
Right.
Okay. Then, it was just an inspection. No value was talked about except for the repairs.
Well, you're not going to confuse me again. Rob, you said appraisal. I was sitting here. I heard you. I was.
Then
you said
I misspoke.
He had to leave for a home appraisal.
I thought I meant to say inspection because that's what it was.
And so you went to an inspection.
Yes.
The bottom line is you came in like 2 days ago or maybe a day ago and said you were buying a house.
I said,
and now you're
maybe
at the inspections.
He announced it. Yeah.
Now it's maybe.
Well, because ideally... there's a lot of repairs that need to be made, and
that's the whole deal. And then you get them to do it, or they want you to do it. And that's
after 170 years, things start to wear out.
Yes, and the bit about as far as home inspections are concerned, I don't know if they had this as far as technology back when you guys bought a home, right?
Right.
When I bought my condo, I lived in my condo, so I already knew what I was getting. I saw them build it throughout the 9 months.
You were
it took.
Part of the
yes.
process.
Like, I lived in that building and probably shaved 10 years off of my life. But when you go into an older home, for the first time ever, I saw a guy with what looked to be like a radar gun, but it was what I like to call the predator gun. And it was a heat seeking gun that showed where all the pipes were going and then through the floor. And then and then you put the gun up to the wall, and it looked for wet spots, so dark spots of any moisture damage.
Mold.
And it blew my mind. Like, he found everything.
And that's because
everything.
When a house has been around for near, and let's just call it a 200-year-old house. A 200-year-old house, there's going to be repairs that were made like when Woodrow Wilson was president, and people will have forgotten about him, and you don't know. You got to seek it out.
It's 50-50 at best. I got the report late last night. I haven't got a chance to really read through it, but I did miss the most when I got there at the end.
He got you the report last night.
Yeah, like around midnight, I saw it come in. I didn't have time to read it.
That's unusual. Like, he finished it already. He did the inspection and got you the report on the same day.
Thing was done on an iPad, so
it was
I imagine
three words in the report, Mike. It said, "Don't buy it."
How did it go? I mean, are you gonna buy the thing or not?
It's still 50-50. The guy that I talked to, I think once I got there, I think also showing up to your home inspection an hour and 45 minutes late really doesn't create some sort of bond between you and the guy that's looking at your house.
Yeah, but you know, when I did mine, you know, when I've done them on both ends. I've had them done, right. You know, by buyers like the House of Manassas, and I've done my own. And, you know, I've been present for some and not present for others.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as he got it to you, and it's 50-50.
50-50.
50-50.
Yeah. What at about best. The rats?
No rats. Not no infestation.
Oscar figured out a that. Way to charge them rent.
He said at one point, he's gone into some, the worst, I said, what's the worst you've ever seen? And have you seen it here today? He said, no, the worst I've ever seen. He said, I walked into an attic about, I want to say, he goes two blocks up, and a family of raccoons was living in the attic.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He goes, and one of them bit me.
Wow.
I said, well, see, that
would add, raccoons, yeah.
You know, I love those little guys. That would add to the price of the house. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to another episode of Nature's Minute, brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, we're in the jungles of Bolivia with Dr. Maria Garcia in search of Ara uninformicus, or the South American turncoat macaw, as it's more commonly known.
Escucha, escucha, creo que uno está cerca.
Okay, she thinks we're close.
Este es el mírenme, estoy aquí.
That's the classic, look at me, call.
El pájaro vuela por la selva, dejándonos saber que está
the bird
acá.
Demands the jungle acknowledge its presence.
El resto de los animales no le prestan
but the other atención. Animals don't seem to care.
Pero a Lara esto no le importa y continúa gritando sin parar.
It seems that the lack of a response does nothing to deter the bird from its endless squawking.
Al no recibir contestación, el ara empieza a demandar que el pájaro que
even though it got no responses, the macaw reminds potential mates to focus on fitness. Apparently it's saying something like, keep it tight, if my Spanish is correct. Once again, we're not hearing any responses, which might explain why this species of macaw is in swift decline. Dr. Garcia, is there any demand for efforts to protect the species and possibly save it from extinction?
No.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Remember, to learn more about the amazing world around you, download the TMOS app. Things are always tight there. Ciao, ciao.
Wow. That's genius. Who did that?
You know what? He asked not to be credited.
Genius. Wow. You're a genius, sir. Awesome.
Two guys did it.
That's our own anonymous.
Gentlemen.
That's our own anonymous. I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. There is no time like the present to take control of your financial future. Are you ready to take the first step? Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or you're just starting out, we have an answer for you. It's called Betterment. Betterment. Here's what Betterment does. It lets you invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services, and they already manage billions of dollars for more than 100,000 customers. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and Betterment is leading the way with a better way. They use smart technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. Plus, Betterment will offer you advice. You tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. If streamlined investing is automated, it's streamlined investing, it's automated, it's easy to use. Let Betterment help you reach your financial goals by keeping you on track. You can get up to 6 months of automated investing for free and more information when you go to betterment.com/TMOS. That's betterment.com/TMOS. BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made better. You got to save for the future. Then you can be like Oscar Santana and you get yourself that house.
Well, it's
and,
a 50-50 thing.
Or have rules for you. Oscar, is your plan...
Have wealthy relatives as well. That
is
works.
Is your plan... well, it's good that families pick other people up in their family. Is your plan to... if it does go through to... That'll be your roost, and then you'll sell the other joint, or you'll keep the other joint and rent it. What do you think about that?
There's something called DTI that I talked about
briefly. Yeah, there's
briefly.
Something called being a slumlord, too.
Yes.
I'm sorry if you covered all this when I
the
bed yesterday.
No problem.
With connectivity
because this the inspection actually came after the show.
Yes.
So a lot of this is
new. So this is new. DTI, debt to income, Mike. I'm still learning about this process. That really has nothing to do with finance except for your own finances. So... Well, you got to get under the 45% percentiles. That's the level that will actually allow you to have a home. So either I sell the condo or if I can figure out how to massage it,
hey.
I can become a slumlord and then Rent my place out. We'll find out.
Okay. And we decided that he was going to rent to. They were going to sleep in shifts like a submarine.
Yes.
It was going to be Pony and Rofo and Mike.
Yeah, Flophouse.
Mac.
Very exciting.
TMOS Flophouse.
Mm-hmm. How many? If you buy this place, you know this is all leading up to. I'm very curious, not really, about all the details of your home, but I have to know, how many bedrooms do you have?
Wait, first, how many bedrooms don't I have?
This is another tiny place?
This is, I have 670 square feet in my home
right now. The answer to that question really pisses me off. We say, how many bedrooms don't I have? That's stupid.
The new one.
I can answer this.
The new one has roughly 100 more square feet.
Yes.
So.
Room for a sofa.
Yes. You know, I bitch down here and I realize, you know, I'm light years ahead of you down here with the space that I have. You know, between us, we could, have like the.
You can fit both my homes in
the
your
master
your
bedroom of Trump's house. That would be,
But keep in mind, relatively speaking, he is so thin. His place feels about the same as yours. It's just, you know, it's a matter of being happy in your environment. He's in one of those really narrow houses. He told me that in his backyard, ostensibly, if we went like this, we held our arms out, we could go fence to fence. Right. We could touch. It is two people wide.
There's a show on, what is it, TLC or Discovery, Tiny House. We could be featured on that thing. But again, 50-50. Well, we'll figure it out soon enough. So I'm excited.
I want to tell
or
you
not. As I told my girl, I said that's going to cost a lot.
In terms of, I think finances are on my mind because I had a lovely conversation with my accountant because it's tax time. And
tax time.
It's always great when I get the email. I'm like, okay, Andrew said taxes are done. I'm just running into, if you look down on this particular line, no!
Brutal.
It is tough.
Brutal.
You know, I have the same conversation every year. I say to him, you know, he says, you know, when you took that money out of there to cover this, I said, yeah, you know, you were penalized on that. Because, you know, my savings, like so many people, I'm not 59 yet. I can't touch my savings without a penalty.
Right.
So this is an interesting fact that you might not be aware of. The when I take money out of my savings to supplement my meager income down here, you pay the tax rate, which is something in the neighborhood of 28%, and then the penalty is 140%. So I actually I actually pay double the money, and it goes back, and
he told you
and
this
I also have to take a digit off
right?
every time.
No, you don't have, you don't lose any fingers because look.
Yes, I lose fingers,
hold
Rob.
Your
that's
hands
exactly.
Up. I've seen them. You have beautiful hands. Those useless stumps.
And gang signing.
It's the ground and pound time of the year when you just get a letter and it says, you owe.
Right.
You owe.
He told you about the penalty when you move the money, though, right?
Yes, I know. The thing is, though, you know, I don't want to get too detailed, but
sure.
You guys know how I get paid because you see it, and you know how I get what I get a little less because he puts all the stuff, he pays all the stuff in advance.
It's called taxes.
Rainy day fund.
You guys do your own thing.
Yes.
You guys report it, and that's the way you do it.
Well,
I get it. You know,
I pay taxes, Mike. Maybe not Rob.
Rob, don't scare me like that because I hope you pay your taxes.
We pay. We're a little under the line.
I overpay.
We take care of everything. We do. You know I'm a good boy. I don't cheat.
He did
the
ask for all the tax forms. He was the first one. He said, where are they? I said, here you go, man.
Thank
we're
you.
Good to go.
And I sent them back. I said, cook them again. I don't like what I see.
It's a little scary. You know, it's funny. Doing this political persuasion show that I did this week, I have one overwhelming feeling. Do not misinterpret what I'm going to say right now.
All right.
My feeling is that the situation is so fluid, and I'm not going to do a political persuasion show every week. I'm not going to do it necessarily even every month, but the situation is so fluid right now, I could do it every day. I could do it every hour with the way things change and the way the situation completely changes all the time. It gets every time I think it has reached the pinnacle of weirdness, it gets weirder and weirder. And you just never know what is going to happen. I have been, say what you will about Donald Trump. I've never seen anything like social media. I've never seen anything about any individual on any level that even remotely approaches what I'm seeing. And then you see an interview. It seems like every day he's on Robin, my favorite show, the Today Show.
He phones in.
And it is just below a shouting match, is it not? It's just below where he's going to say to Savannah, "Savannah, why don't you go pound sand? You're ugly." You know, I just
no question about
that.
He
wants to do that.
If we were doing, let's do a little letter A period under that on this outline, because I have two questions about that. I've heard two valid theories about him always phoning in the Today Show, because 9 times out of 10, he's in New York City. He's up the street, and he doesn't go to the studio. I've heard he doesn't like to get his hair done that early in the morning, and that it would be a big deal to get his hair ready for a 7:10 appearance. But I also think he likes being on the phone or in another studio, because remember when the whole KKK debacle went down, he blamed his earpiece?
That bit.
Yeah, that old bit.
I don't think that's the reason.
But don't you think that he can be...
I think it's what you said first. It's convenience. It's just
like... But also, I think it is the screaming match. It's the screaming match thing that he can do on the phone. Because she
can
be talking, and it's different. There's a different dynamic if you're not there looking at them, that he can just go, no, 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 I recounted right away. Yeah, and there's no way to... You don't have to be like social... inept or apt with them, because you don't have to have courtesy because you're
is
on the phone.
Is apt the opposite of inept?
I believe it is.
It would be apt.
It's adept.
Adept.
It's you don't need to be socially adept.
Okay.
Making up words, Spiewak.
Oh yeah. Wonder pick it up from.
Wonder pick it up from.
Wonder
let
where
me,
I picked it up from.
Let me try.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on just a second.
He's turning into me.
I know.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, hi, Donald. How are you?
Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, why is
it? I don't understand. No, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
No, I have a question about when we'd ask you.
I have
you
a question for you. What's the difference between inept and adept?
No, when you were talking
no,
about.
No, you don't understand.
Duke,
you're going to ask me a question. I'm going to keep talking to you at the same time.
Three
that's
times
the way it's
said,
going to be.
Three times
we're
you
loser.
Said that you didn't
don't
know
do
who
that.
Was
stop it. Come on now. You have small hands, you big ears, you wear lots of makeup.
Thank you for joining us.
Next question.
Donald, it's intern week on the Today Show. What do you think?
Oscar, I'm fond of interns. That's the knowledge and the education that keeps going, and I believe in education.
Didn't you intern for the KKK?
I don't want to answer any more questions from you. What?
Didn't you intern for the KKK? And then it always ends the same way. It ends with, thank you, Donald. And he says, always
Donald
a pleasure,
Trump.
Matt.
There we go. That's it. You know, interesting. Interesting stuff. It really is. So last night with the girls down here, and I know I'm all over the lot, but I haven't talked to you. We didn't have a full show for me yesterday. Today,
right.
So I want to get all this in. Last night, Carl and I were rolling through the local big box store, and you've seen these in the box stores. They have the warehouse store. They have the little piece of cardboard that has the discount coupon for the restaurant.
Yes, of course.
And Carla had amazing foresight on this. She bought a coupon to, I call it Cappy Pfeiffer's favorite place that she sent me to, Buca de Beppo.
Oh, we've talked about this place before.
Classy.
You have that at your box store.
Classy.
What? You have those coupons at your box store?
Yeah, we have the coupons. And Carla says, you know, the girls are coming down. This is a pretty decent deal. Why don't we do this? And this is like a month before they came down here. And I'm like, okay, why not? So the big night was last night where it was me, it was Carla. We got a babysitter. We took the three girls, Kate, Catherine, and Elizabeth. I'll mention their first names. And we took them all out to Buca de Beppo. And let me tell you this. I needed that more than anything else because it was I had me a day yesterday.
Yes.
Mr. O'Meara was a little beaten down. And I will tell you about everything going great until we got Phil, the idiot waiter.
Phil!
We'll take a break and come right back with the Mike O'Meara Show.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Better than counting, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Club W. If you're anything like me, you know exactly what you like and how you like it, except if you're in the wine aisle. I have to say this. I truly don't know my vino. I really don't. I can't tell a tannin from any of the other little things
tannin.
That they have, a terroir, unless you're a fancy pants sommelier. And I even pronounce sommelier. I used to call it sommelier. You're probably
hey,
in the same boat as
I. Can you recommend some wine?
Can I get a recommendation from the sommelier? That's why I love Club W. With Club W, the guessing game is over. Club W, the world's only personalized wine club, a club that sends wines you're going to love right to your door thanks to their easy 6-question palate profile quiz. It's real easy. You go online to clubw.com,
And when you get there, they give you a quiz. They ask you six simple questions about what you like in a wine. And bingo, bingo, bango, boom, bam, it's all set. They send you wines that you love. You don't need to be an expert. And Club W is leading the grape-to-glass wine revolution by working directly with the vineyards. Club W cuts out the middleman. Those pesky middlemen. Come on.
Nice.
What's the deal with middlemen? It saves you money. That's the bottom line. Right now, Club W offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Wine should be fun, not pretentious. Start learning as you drink at clubw.com/TMOS. Something Rob Spiewak did at Virginia Commonwealth University.
I did.
He learned as he drank. You'll even get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. Cheers!
I taught a class, Mike.
You guys... I'm gonna lay this on you.
All right.
You know what kind of day we had yesterday, and
it was a temple rubbing kind of day.
Carla said she looked at me, and she said she'd never quite seen me look like I looked when I walked out of the studio yesterday, because it was just that. And I dealt with all these cable people all day long, and it was just, and by the way, it's going to be fine. We're going to fix whatever, and the problems we have, you never hear about. It's all behind-the-scenes stuff, but the fact is, I was really bummed, really bummed. I think you guys know from the text messages that I sent you that I was concerned about this. And so at the end of the evening, you know, by the time the whole day had gone by, I got myself kind of back together emotionally and sort of said, okay, onward, and I really, really... had no idea I was going to enjoy my night out as much as I did, but it was perfect timing. It was good. And no booze. No booze crossed my lips yesterday whatsoever. Isn't that nice?
Recovery.
But the bottom line is, getting the eat on, this place, this giant place is an Italian restaurant. It's a chain. They, think of it as, I would like to refer to it as the Olive Garden on steroids. And it really, really, it's got so many pictures. They have a Pope room. They have the Cardinal room. They have the Frank Sinatra room. We sat in front of the picture, the Frank Sinatra shrine,
which
was, that
nice.
Was a good omen right there. I didn't ask for it. We just sat there. They walk you through the kitchen. And what the thing is that they serve family style. So they give you two choices in portions. It is a small or a large.
A small family or a large family?
No, a small portion or a large portion.
Oh, no,
that's the way it goes down. So we were greeted by the guy that took us through the kitchen, and the girls really liked that. And then it was time to meet Phil, the inattentive waiter, who rolled over. They're perfectly nice guy. Looked a little bit like Pony if he cleaned up a little bit. That's kind of the way
Bill Dumpy,
and probably about 10 years to 15 years younger than Pony. Just like a teenager, early 20s,
really
something like that.
Just old enough to put the wine on the table. He was just turned 21.
It was Phil, and Phil came over, and I'm at this point I did something that you guys know I have trouble doing. I compartmentalized. I took all the anxiety that I had through the day, and I put it in my back pocket. I said, this isn't the time for this. You're going to suck it up. That started really before we even left. I kind of wanted to make the girls feel comfortable and, not mope around, which I probably could have done. And we get there, and Carla had this thing all mapped out. They have portion sizes that are so obscene. And they say, though, that these, like a large portion that they serve, if you get like a pasta, it will serve 2 to 3 people. That's what they say.
All right.
And I'm saying that they're not exaggerating. It's not like if you got the small, and I think the small is
a traditional large in any other restaurant, probably.
No, the traditional, even bigger than that, I think.
Whoa.
The small, it's family style. That's what they encourage everybody
to
eat that.
The small would probably feed like Oscar and Shannon for a week.
We have right now, well, I'll tell you what, we have food in the refrigerator from last night.
Oh, okay.
That's how much. And so Carla had this plan, and we did this with Catherine, too. At the end of this meal, they also have this gigantic, ginormous, martini glass that they put this obscene
dessert into.
We've talked
it's a
about
shareable
this dessert.
Dessert.
Yes,
we've talked. You know that?
Yeah, it's so like Carlos brownies game, and ice cream, right? As I recall.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the whole point of the evening was we were going to get these obscene portions. The girls got, I think, like a pasta carbonara, and we got the Fast Times at Ridgemont High special.
Ooh.
Rob, do you know what it is? It's called the Fast Times at Ridgemont High special.
Oh, I know what it is.
Special.
A linguine with clam sauce and a
thank
Coke
you.
With no ice.
There it is. Yes, sirree. Only they did have ice, and it was a Diet Pepsi. Thank you. So we get that, and the girls get this, and
what
there's
you
so
doing,
much.
Rat?
And then the... Isn't this great?
You forgot your wallet, rat?
The lady will have, hey, thought you might need this. Yeah. Yeah, come here. You should try the strudel. It's fantastic. Rat, whatever happened to that actor?
Jerk.
He never amounted to anything. So we're sitting there, and they have a little appetizer. We have a little appetizer, and then we get, and it's, and it is a, I haven't eaten food like this in about an hour. No, I haven't eaten food like this in a very, very long time. And Carla knows what the day was for me. And so the jailer lets me out of the cage.
Oh,
for the night,
that's
right?
Sweet.
That is very
and
the, nice.
And it was just fantastic. But Phil, the inattentive waiter, just, you know, I think perhaps it was one of those situations where he had another table that, you know, and so.
Yeah,
you know,
but you
little...
had, you know what? I would think that the fact that you had three happening co-eds, and I won't go any further than that.
Can we stop calling them co-eds? It really creeps me out.
Really?
Yeah.
You had three young ladies from a co-educational college.
Just say my daughter who's in college and her friends from school.
Okay, so you had three college ladies, and you had your beautiful wife. You would think that that would be it. And you know what? Nah. Even if he's not straight, you're handsome. He should be really catering to your table.
Thank you. So Phil just didn't, you know, if you want to, the scale of Phil, the Phil offenses go from you know, not keeping water on the table or anything like that, to not putting plates down when the pasta was served. You know, that little details like that. But it didn't matter because Carla had a plan, and the plan was this, and we did this with Catherine too, and the plan was to say, man, look at that, and show them this unreal dessert for like 20 people that and point to it and then make a big deal about how what pigs people are if they order something like this, and then whisper to Phil that, you know, bring that before the check comes out. And just, it's, you know, it's kind of getting girls ice cream. It's getting kids ice cream. It's a
sure, but there's
thing.
A setup
it's
with the payoff.
Cool. There's a setup. And so the girls, like girls want to do, they all do a beeline for the ladies' room together. So they vacate the table. It's just me and Carla.
It was a rich dinner.
We said, we'll wait for Phil to come by because we figured for the 10-minute. No, it was not a rich dinner. Jesus, will you stop it? Please, for God's sakes, mouth. So they all go up and we wait for Phil. But of course, it's Phil, the inattentive waiter. Phil doesn't post until the 5 seconds before they're coming back. So we squeeze it in where we look at Phil and said, listen, when we ask for the check, we're going to want that big martini glass. I said, oh, he said the one with all the ice creams in it. Yeah. He said, we're going to get that because it's kind of a joke we're playing. Okay. Here they come. And Phil was off.
All right.
And so they come back to the table, and you know, Carla had planned this like a big surprise party. It was just it's a little tiny detail in the end of the day. So we finish. The girls are like, oh my God, that was so much food. That was ridiculous. And we're making it. He said, and then I chimed in, and you know, you have to go right up to the wall without making it sound like you're really doing it to be a setup, but I did the whole thing about, you know, really though, that was a tremendous amount of food, but it is obnoxious to me that someone would get a martini glass with that much ice cream in it and whipped cream and brownies and all that crap. I mean, that is really foul. And that's the problem. Like this whole thing, that's the problem with this country. I said, it's never enough for Americans. It's never enough. Right. And I do this whole political thing. And Carla finally, you know, I said, people that eat this much food really ought to be, I mean, I think there ought to be a crime. And then finally Carla knees me, you know, because I'm going on too much about this. And at this point, Phil comes by and says, can I get you guys any coffee, any tea or anything like that?
Said, no,
hold on, Rob. Wait. Don't skip ahead. And so anyway, Phil comes over and says, can I get you coffee, any tea? No. And he said, okay, just the check? Yeah, just the check. And we go by that. And he takes off. And I said, okay, it's coming next, the big martini. Phil comes back over, check in hand, and says, are you sure that I can't interest you in any dessert?
Oh, no.
Phil, Phil the inattentive waiter. He's Phil the inattentive waiter. And then Carla grabs my knee because I immediately want to say, you know, and Carla gives him this look like, no, I think we're all set. And she's moving her eyes around like that. And 20 minutes later, this thing requires, I think they have Oompa Loompas in the back of this restaurant nice. That are actually making the ice cream 20 minutes later. Well, I will tell you that 20 minutes later, you kind of lose your mojo, but it still made an amazing impact when we brought that over. And it was Phil. And it was, you know what, considering the day I had, it was beautiful to spend the time with my daughter and her friends, and everybody had a great time. And I love this time of year, spring break, because I get to see my daughters. And then I got the text from my other daughter, who just recently texted me during the show. But I will tell you, the text I received from my oldest daughter, Catherine, came to me. Are you ready for it? Would anybody like to hazard a guess as to what time the text came out?
Your bedtime's 8:30 p.m.
Right, especially
let's
after
say
that meal. Yeah.
We get in 12:30 a.m.
I was going to say 11:20 p.m.
Let's try. Hold on just a second. Let's try.
Big money, big money, big money.
3:54 a.m.
Is she on the West Coast?
She is in New York City.
Same time
right
zone.
Now,
same time zone.
Doing a whole theater thing up in New York. She met the girl from Smash up there. You know, the blonde-haired girl mm-hmm. that was in Smash, who Catherine's a very big fan of, and that was a big moment for her. Yeah, it was 3:54 a.m. This is the text.
Oh, here we okay. go.
If you're a daughter, if you're the father of daughters, what do you do when you get this text? Call me when you're awake. That's it.
Oh, no.
Now, does that not freak one out of when
course.
You read something
yes.
like that?
You would call that. I would call that at 3 in the morning if I got that
so,
and heard it.
She
yeah.
said, call me when I was awake. So at 6:30 a.m., I write, everything okay? Question mark. Then the response finally comes 20 minutes into the taping of the show at 10:20. Yes, I'm fine. I love you. I'm just excited for my life ahead of me and the theater/film world.
Aww.
Catherine, when I talk to you, I'll say, well, I am so happy about that, but I don't need a call me when you're awake that makes me think that you've been abducted.
Proof of
I mean, life. I think she's reenacting a scene from Room, for Christ's sake. I was completely freaked out.
Take
you know?
A breath and tell her this. Say, you know what? You would have been just as excited about your future in film at 12 noon today.
Sober.
Text me then.
Oscar. So I said to Elizabeth, I swear to God, it's funny you say that. I said to Elizabeth, I said, why would you text me at 3:54? And Elizabeth goes, Dad. So, drinky, drinky.
Yeah.
Can't understand why. She doesn't have that gene. We'll take a break and we'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on Cake and Cookies, my kids walk onto the show with a prank so unbelievable, I can't even discuss it here.
Well, no, it might be illegal.
Oh, it definitely flirts with illegality. And it sort of evolves live on the air, and it takes me by surprise, takes Katie by surprise. I think it will surprise you, too.
Objection!
That is not admissible!
He's Cake, she's Cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
And at the end of every show, they have sex. It's really, really cool.
That's
it's
why I went
neat.
To jail.
It's really a lot of fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, partner. That's right, I called you partner.
Partner.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are our partners in this podcast, aren't you? You sure are. Here's the deal. You count on us for the funny, and we count on you to shop through our Amazon portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a teeny tiny percentage, and that keeps us all from having to get out on the open road and rob them stagecoaches. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way to support this show. So all you have to do is go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, then you buy what you need, like Ethernet cables or a new personality, and you click the Amazon button on our website. And use the TMOS app. You can do that, too, and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thanks, partner. Now get along, little doggy, and help us all out there. We sincerely appreciate that. And where's my new stager? There it is. Oh, surprise.
News.
Jared Fogle.
Subway guy.
So I let it lie there for a second.
Sure.
Just kind of happy we've had 40 minutes of continuous.
Hey.
That's all. Sorry about that. I don't care. I'm saying it when I'm happy. Anyway, Jared Subway from Fogle. Jared Fogle from Subway.
No, is he a captain? We don't call him Captain Fogle, do we?
It's not just Captain Fogle.
It's just Jared, right?
Yeah. Same choice. He's only 3 months in. It's terrible.
That's a horrible thing to say.
How
dare you?
He's only 3 months into his prison sentence for child pornography and having sex with a minor, and In Touch Weekly says he has already gained 30 pounds.
Nice!
Oh, yeah.
That's easy to 30. Do
on a good, good prison diet.
It doesn't sound like any of that is muscle. A prison source says, quote, Jared's breakfast is usually frosted flakes with fruit or oatmeal with cake.
Cake?
Cake for breakfast? You get to have cake for breakfast in prison?
Wow.
I'm robbing a bank today, if that's the case. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Oscar,
he loves...
That.
Everything all right?
Yes. Oscar passed me a very horrible note that would have been a great joke for the Boney Show.
Okay. He loves cake day. They have cake day. That's you. Okay. I'm sorry. I believe that we should reform our prison system. I truly do. But they should not have cake day in prison.
Although, you know, it really would help morale around here.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
He loves cake day in the dining hall twice a week, and he buys honey buns by the box as well as other pastries on his weekly shopping day. He's been known to eat an entire box of 8 at one sitting. I'd do that if I was in jail.
Yeah, but shopping day, cake day? What is it over there? It's like a cruise.
Well, here's the bad part for Jared. He also gets taunted and threatened a lot by inmates who call him Chomo, which is short for child molester. That's the other part.
Yeah.
He did try to stand up to one guy, and he paid for it. Quote, the inmate slapped him across the cheek several times and made his face red. Jared just stood there stunned, then ran out of the gym.
Wow.
So that's
like
your
an
latest
old short.
Jared.
What was he doing in a gym?
I don't know. He gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, I left my honey buns over by the elliptical.
A new survey asked people if they'd be more likely to trust men or women in different leadership roles, and apparently we're way more comfortable with the idea of a female president than a female NFL coach.
What?
Here's how it breaks down. 73% of people said they trust a female president just as much as a man, and that includes 67% of men. 5% of people say they'd actually trust a woman more. Number two is only 47% of us would trust a woman as much as a man as the head coach of a men's pro sports team.
Hey!
50%.
It's possible.
It could happen.
They would trust a woman less than a man in that role, but we do trust women more if they're coaching a woman's sport. And the top five leadership roles we trust a woman in just as much as a man are news anchor. Okay.
Is that a
news
leadership
anchor,
role,
please.
Really?
Head of a research lab, judge, president or dean of a university, and chief of medicine at a hospital.
Ooh, I'm not sure an anchor person is a leadership role.
Or Judge Judy.
Yeah.
It's Judy Scheinland. That's Judy Scheinland. Oscar.
Wonderful lady. Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell in Canada is currently testing 3 new Crunchwrap sliders filled with... Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Let me turn that up. I want that timpani to be louder, please. Louder timpani. Thank you. There it is. Filled with... Cheetos!
Hey! That sounds kind of tasty.
Specifically, cheddar jalapeno.
Ooh, spice. Oh, the spicy Cheeto.
Each one costs $3, and they're selling 3 different versions. Beefy cheddar, spicy chicken, and supreme. They're only selling them for a limited time now, and there's no word on when they might make it to the U.S. It's also not clear if they plan to test any other flavors. And if they end up being anywhere near as popular as the Doritos Locos Taco, we'll see them here soon enough. So I know you get into that, Oscar.
Yeah,
that one's
yeah.
for you.
I was about to go there for lunch.
The reason that it's a limited time is that most of their target audience will be dead within 6 months.
For years, Leonardo DiCaprio had a group of friends consisting of Tobey Maguire, Lucas Haas, and a few other guys, and they call themselves something that we really can't say on broadcast.
Right.
But it rhymes with the last word is posse, and then the first word rhymes with wussy. Wussy Posse. Okay.
I thought it was Wussy, you know, the right word, though, patrol. I thought that's what it was.
No, that's posse. Not nearly as clever. Posse. It's a posse. Yeah.
But that's when they were kids. Nowadays, Leo's Hollywood royalty. Toby's married with kids, and the other guys are, well, who knows what they're doing. The guys went clubbing after the Oscars Sunday night, and a witness says they were calling themselves the Wolf Pack. I don't know if this is true. A witness says.
Yeah,
hey,
witness.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. This is my Wolf Pack. This is a believable story. I think it might be. Quote, the crew was literally howling like wolves all night. They kept chanting, Wolf Pack, Wolf Pack, Wolf Pack.
Why not?
Yeah. You know what? You just won an Oscar.
Their lives are pretty
good. Yeah. Is anyone going to go and say, hey, you know, Leonardo, just pipe down.
No.
Pipe down. No, of course not. The world's his oyster.
I'd pay to watch that.
I'd be a part of the Wolf Pack.
Sometimes I just like to share them with you, even if I don't believe them. And now a little something something. 24-year-old Brittany Pennington and 24-year-old Jonathan Howard. They're very nice names, aren't they?
John mm-hmm. Howard.
John Howard. Jonathan Howard.
Jonathan okay? Howard.
It's Brittany and Jonathan. Brittany and Jonathan. Well, they were arrested in Harlan County, Kentucky on Monday morning. They were having sex in their car in a Hardee's parking lot.
Classy.
It was the morning rush. Must have been quite a night. Wonder if it was 3:54 in the morning. Anyway, it was the morning rush and their 1994 Crown Vic was parked right next to the drive-thru.
My guess is that would have the interceptor package, Mike.
A whole row of cars was lined up to order, and multiple people saw them going at it with their, parts exposed. They saw that.
A lot of room in those vehicles.
Yeah, plenty of room to jump around and dig.
Right.
They told police it was a mistake, and they probably should have picked a better spot. You think? Thank you. They are now, they could have gone anywhere else to do this. They're both facing charges for indecent exposure. And whenever I have a story like this, you might ask, Mike, where do you get your comedy? Well, I get it simply by going to the fast food, in this particular case, Hardee's, the menu, and selecting something appropriate.
Yeah.
So here is the line. Rarely do I explain my comedy, but I thought I'd do that today. See, that wasn't the problem.
No.
The problem was that he let people see his $6 Southwest Patty Melt Thick Burger. And she let people get a look at her Fish Supreme.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's get out of here.
But it was a great get lesson in comedy.
Thank you.
Workshop
Comedy 101. Yes, that's very exciting. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is Alexa, the voice of Amazon Echo. Oscar liked me so much that he shared me with all his friends for the holidays.
Yes, he did.
Tee-hee. I love servicing all of Oscar's friends, and unlike that Siri, I can pronounce compulsive. If you want to find out about all the sexiest new tech, listen to Tech 411 on the More Network and buy me through the Amazon link on MikeOmeraShow.com. Buy a t-shirt.
She's got sisters now. They just released two new Echoes.
Really?
Yes. Did they really?
Yeah, a smaller
one. I have to talk to you about that one day, and because I really like it, but I, you know, like anything like that, I'd like to know, are you using yours on a regular basis?
I unplug it, though, because I get creeped out sometimes that people are listening.
Do you ever have it, Mike, do you ever have it buy socks for you like Alec Baldwin does?
No, I don't. No.
That's
you know what my favorite
do.
My favorite thing is to ask it the weather in Maine. That's all I use it for.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's very, very cool. But much like Siri, you know, it's challenged by those deeper questions.
Have her play music.
I do that primarily, and at night sometimes, or if I'm trying to get to sleep early, that's unusual for me. I actually play meditation music, and then it gives me
sounds of nature. Now here are your sounds of nature. I'm Alexa. Sleep well, Mike. Sleep well.
Why is your daughter texting at 3 in the morning? I'm
Alexa. 354, Rob. 354.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by the TMOS app. How would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached. It's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network with ease, including the brand new Political Persuasion Show. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's the easiest way to get the bonus show. By the way, Political Persuasions you can grab at politicalpersuasions.com.
Yes.
That is, and remember, that's Political Persuasions.
Plural.
Plural. Thank you. But speaking of the app, you can use it to contact us. It even links you directly to our Amazon portal. And speaking of easy to download, it's a snap. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS. That's all you have to do. Then hit search. Whether you're an iOS or Android person, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. Make sure you download the TMOS app today. Best way to listen to this show with the TMOS app. We appreciate it. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for this is Thursday. March 3, 2016. Go ahead, Rob.
We have so much today, and it's all over the place. The first thing I lead with is a bit aged, but I had never heard it, and I think you'll love it. This is an off-the-cuff interview that Dean Martin did on the set of the movie Airport in 1969. The movie came out in 70, but great if you movie. Don't think Dean Martin was relaxed
old
and
blue
just,
eyes.
Well, old oh, red geez. Eyes, actually. But he was just...
Frank Sinatra was old blue eyes, Oscar. God damn it.
They're both in black and white.
Well, now,
and,
no, they're not.
No.
Airport was a color movie, for Christ's sake.
Sorry.
But this is so great because it shows Dean relaxed and really his great sense of humor. This is kind of fun. Dean Martin just granting an interview for 4 minutes on the set of Airport. And it's not 4 minutes. It's only the first minute.
Dean, you're looking your usual relaxed self today.
How about the interviewer, Mike? Dean!
Oh, God, I hate those guys. Hi, I don't hate you. How you doing? I'm all right.
All right, here. I'm sorry, once again.
Dean, you're looking your usual relaxed self today, although I know you've been spending long hours every day filming this important picture, Airport. But television, I guess, is a little easier on you. You play golf in the morning and come in and do your show in the afternoon.
Well, I don't believe in working too hard, you know? Just take it easy.
Well, word's out that if you could give up all this, you'd be a golf pro and make the circuit.
That's a lie. This is easy.
Making a movie, you mean.
Oh, if you don't do it right, you do it again. You get
the
kiss pretty girls. Mm-hmm. But the shot you miss, you don't get it again.
I want to ask you, do you get a little
irked
when somebody says...
Can you stop it for a second?
Yeah.
How honest is he, though, really?
He's so great.
This is easy. You don't get it right, you do it again, you get to work with a lot of pretty girls.
Kiss pretty girls.
You miss your kids with the first swing, you hit them again.
That was Bing Crosby.
That's Bing Crosby.
Oh, damn it.
Come on.
All right. The next question, although the interviewer is going to use the word stoned, what he means is, Dean, do you get sick of people implying the fact that you're drunk all the time?
This guy's always stoned.
No, it's the truth. That's how I got here, and I'm going to stay there. But I drink moderately, you know, and I got a case of it in the back of the car.
That reminds me, there was a time when you and Sinatra and all the gang were going to learn to fly helicopters. What happened?
We did learn.
Do you fly much?
Every night.
Anyway, you can find that on YouTube. It's about four and a half minutes long, but it's just such great stuff.
I drink moderately. Yeah. In fact, I got a case of it.
I got a case.
That's the name of the whiskey. Moderately whiskey.
There you go. Yeah, in this movie, I get to kiss Jacqueline Bisset.
Oh, man. At her absolute most beautiful.
I think she's going to be a big star. Foo Fighters are not breaking up, Mike, although the rumors are everywhere.
That. Yeah.
They were rampant yesterday. They released a video overnight, and it's very funny. The whole thing goes for about 7 minutes showing the band breaking up, and it actually closes with Nick Lachey singing a Foo Fighters song. I'll play it for you in a sec. But then it says, we are not, for the last time, we are not effing breaking up. No one's going solo. The Foo Fighters. But anyway, here's a highlight from the video. First, you have a producer type blowing smoke up Dave Grohl's ass, and then you get to hear Nick Lachey sing my favorite Foo Fighters song.
Maybe it's time for me to do my own thing. And nothing against those other guys. I love those guys.
I think it's time for you to go in your own direction.
A new direction.
A new direction. Totally new. Totally fresh. Something cool and hip.
Hip. Something hip.
The sound of this new generation is all electronica. It's with keyboards and laptops. You can do that, man.
Will I be playing an instrument?
No, you don't play an instrument. The music is in the box. All you gotta do is hit one button.
She said,
great production values. Check the video out.
Very
it's
cool.
Very, very funny. Very speaking cool. of videos, this is a video. I put this on our YouTube page. You need to see it. A guy built a machine. Think if you can, like the game Mousetrap, the most complicated apparatus you've ever seen. And by cranking it, marbles go up a conveyor belt and they fall on instruments. This entire song is played by falling marbles onto instruments. All a guy is doing is cranking.
Wow.
He even has them falling on strings of a bass guitar. Check it out.
Cool.
Drums. Extraordinary thing I've ever seen. This guy must never get out.
Well, you describe it well, but I really, it's audio and I so want to see it, so I'll be checking that out.
Yeah, that is on our YouTube page, so make sure you check
that
out.
Love to see the YouTube page. That'll be fantastic.
Occasionally, you get to, if you leave the channel on wrong enough, the Wendy Williams show comes on, and you always know when the Wendy Williams show comes on because you hear the audience going, whoop, whoop, and you know it's time to watch.
Of course.
But yesterday, they had Pam Anderson on, and she talked about she's sad about the sale of the Playboy Mansion.
Ah.
Here's Pam Anderson to talk about that.
It's bittersweet because it was such a lifestyle. I mean, it was the Playboy Mansion was like my university.
Yeah.
It was full of intellectuals. I got sex, rock and roll,
all kind of
art,
mess.
All the important stuff.
It's a pivotal time in your life because your boys are now not little goobers. They fully recognize who Pam Anderson is. Is it true that one of them was conceived at the Playboy Mansion?
I'm sure.
Sure that he's conceived, just not sure
only
who the dad
sex
is.
Kitten, by the way, that I ever asked on a date. Pam
That's
Anderson.
True. Yeah, That's did. Very true. Didn't when she was the
absolutely.
Tool girl, right?
Mm, yep. Yeah.
Didn't she graduate with Hep C?
I think so. And let us close with this.
Glad I didn't go there, Oscar.
Stephen Colbert had this story. The Google self-driving car actually got into its first accident.
For the very first time, a Google self-driving car caused a traffic accident. But they didn't have to exchange information with the other driver because Google already has all information.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hey!
Yes!
Thank you, Blake and Mary's show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills, everybody, at MikeOMarisShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob@MikeOMarisShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Are we still doing that? You still
yes.
want
yes.
that?
Yes,
still that? Is that still important? Very good. Just click on the banner at MikeOMarisShow.com. It means a lot. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. And if you're a person of unbelievable wealth, put up a billboard in your neighborhood with the MikeOMarisShow.com on there, okay? We'll send you the logo just to, if you want to spring for that for
Let
a year
know.
Or two, we'd
nice.
Appreciate it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, buddy.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMarisShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMarisShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.